So again, we're listening to rare excerpts from the lessons of Kabbalist Baruch Shalom Ashlag, with additional commentary from his student and successor, Rav Leitman. Being the vessel of reception, or the vessel of bestowal, is given by the Creator. Rather, the vessel of reception in the will to receive, there's still no creation here. A person cannot assist himself in anything. He's still not, but the entire reality is his. But when does this begin? When he is born. When he has a desire for self-love. That's one. And the desire to bestow, the second, that the Creator will give him, here there is assistance. Here there is awakening from the side of the lower one. The lower one needs to say, I desire a vessel of bestowal. And the one who comes to be purified is assisted, meaning he wants it will be given forth for overcoming. He is assisted. He is given assistance. Our student says this is the upper part. Rabbi says it's found being the vessels of reception and the vessels of bestowal. Who is it giving this? The Creator. Only in the vessels of reception, there's no awakening from the lower one. The lower one is still not born. When the lower one gives... When he gives the lower one in self-love, then the lower one needs awakening. I want vessels of bestowal. This is called one who's coming to be purified. What do you want? Vessels of bestowal, then the ability to overcome. And then he's assisted in this. And thus I said, a person cannot do this on his own. It doesn't belong to him. The upper one needs to give this. And what does the lower one give? I want to overcome. I'm saying, save me. And more he cannot do. Rav Leitman says, but that's the whole problem. Rabash says, beforehand, needs to feel that this is night, Laila. Student says, but then afterwards it's no more work. Rabash says, this is called a night. In the time of darkness, the person judges, is this worthy? In a time when there is light, and he studies, he's praying, he doesn't think about it all, it's spirituality, he already has it. Or, as he thinks, he doesn't want to enter details. Rav Leitman saying, so what novelty is there here? Rabash says, say whatever you want, I'm not saying anything, what do you want? Student says, if a person feels night, he already hams a prayer automatically. Rabash says, that's Atchalta de Geula, the beginning of the salvation, that's correct. And the Creator calls the light day and the darkness night. The Creator has to assist that a person will say about the darkness that it's called light. Because man says that darkness is light. What is from the side of the lower one here? The student asks, Rabash, when he desired to the very least that know the truth, that he'd want feeling, sensation, that he should see what's going on with him, to be able to make a calculation, judgment upon his soul. Rav Leitman says, where is this stride taken? Rabbi says, we begin in this order of the work. Well, we've already exited the study. Let's begin. Rav says, well, this is usual. We always hear these questions and answers. You see, me too. You hear, I was also in these questions, these scrutinizations. The Creator created the will to receive, our egoistical nature. We are present in it. We're not even aware of it, that it's so bad and bitter and opposite from Him, the Creator. There's no discernment. When we feel bad over history, we felt bad over history, the will to receive developed. We received blows. There's Shemot awakening in every generation, reincarnations, everything accumulatively advances until we reach the state that it's truly, truly bad. Why? Nobody knows. It's just everybody feels empty in life, sick of it, enough blows. We don't know where to receive fulfillment from. We're sick of the world. It's become so small, and so on. Many people feel that the world is advancing toward this in a general manner, called through nature. We don't choose this. This is caused by the Creator, the general force. He is advancing us towards this. There are reshimot, and these reshimot are exiting and coming to their realization. We are growing and growing within our ego until we begin to see that it is bad. The ego is bad. Then the Creator, meaning these reshimot which exit, emerges a new reshimot from them called the point in the heart. And in that we feel awakening towards something. Meaning beforehand I had reshimot which were egoistical. I ran forward to realize them, all sorts of goals. I wanted to succeed in life, food, respect, money, respect, dominance, knowledge. Now somehow I am in despair from this success, from this this chase. I don't know why, but I feel empty in them. It's not that something is illuminating to me in this, that I can really something enjoy in life. And in Nur Shimo is awakening here, that is drawing me to something not present in this world. I don't know what, but it's something else. A person is not so aware of what's going on with him, but it's a Nur Shimo from a new state that accordingly he begins to advance towards spirituality, towards that direction. This is also not dependent upon him, meaning his time has come, everyone will have their time. We are in a new era where millions already have begun to develop the bad state from the egoistical reshimot, and that there is a new state in the new reshimot which is awakening in them. When a person then reaches the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah to the group, to the teacher, to the books, they explain to him first, from here onwards, know this. In corporeality, until now, you have reincarnated, you've developed. By this, the Reshimot awoke in you, and they drew you to all sorts of corporal attainments. In spirituality, it doesn't work that way. In spirituality, everything works from your own personal awakening. That has to be first, has to proceed. You awaken, you desire, you make your effort, you scream out, and then accordingly you advance. You advance with pressure. Without this, you don't. Thus, there are people who are seemingly studying for a long time, the wisdom of Kabbalah, and they seem to cooperate, but it's not effort on their own part, and thus they advance very slowly. So first of all, there must be exertion, effort, awakening from man's own side to advance in spirituality. As in our life, that we awaken in the morning, and we want to run forward and succeed in our life, that's how it is in spirituality, that it's not so much. We're given awakening, but a person cannot awaken with that awakening. He cannot advance by that. He has to give his own effort. And he can be assisted and impressed by what's written in the books with the group. If he will receive this additional desire from them, he can advance. That's one thing. The second thing is, if in our world, with our reshimot, our egoistical ones, we can advance from this that we desire, that we attain, we make the efforts, and then we realize and reach fulfillments and attainments, in spirituality, it will not work out this way. In spirituality, let's say you were given a reshimo, the point in the heart, you make your effort, you want to advance, you make pressure, the study, the group and everything, but you feel darkness. You maybe overcome it, you put more pressure, more study, more everything, more darkness. Why? You're taught that the realization of the result of the realization is not dependent upon you, but rather the upper one, the light, does this. So this thing, you make the effort, it's not enough. The effort actually brings you to this, that you feel that you can't on your own, that you can't at all, that you have no chance, that you have darkness. Not like in our life, this life, that how much I put pressure, how much, that's exactly how much I can be rewarded, like how much I can get back as a result and succeed. But in spirituality, it does not work this way. The more I put pressure and make effort and give exertion, I feel more and more that I'm incapable. I feel darkness, and nothing will help me. But why? In order to bring a person to crisis, that he should scream, "Help me!" Then he'll have a connection with the Creator. Otherwise, he will never turn to Him. Spirituality is called that I find a connection with the upper force. And if I myself would attain something which seemed to me as spirituality, I would never find the Creator. I would run, I would go forward with my corporal desires, corporal rishimot, to seemingly attain spirituality. Thus, our path is opposite from what's in our intellect, from what we are used to in this world, and we truly stuck until a person begins to understand that all this darkness, all this bad, it comes to him intentionally, and it's good, because otherwise he will never desire to turn to the Creator, and then he's in need even more for support from the society to give him importance of the goal. And even more darkness, that he should not cheat himself, that, oh, soon he's attaining it. And thus he can come to opening of this scream, this demand, and the upper light brings him closer, corrects him. How? Gives him the force of bestowal, opposite from his own nature, from man's nature. And thus a person cannot reach the goal on his own, because he's in opposite attributes from the goal. He's in the attributes and intention to bestow, and the goal, he's on attributes of the will, he's on the attribute of the intention to receive, and the spirituality, the goal is the intention to bestow. And if he sees that it's truly opposite, and he understands, how could he ever attain it himself? You can see that the darkness is for his own good, so he can scream, and then there comes to him this force which operates upon the Shema, the force of the light which reforms, that operates upon the Rishimo, and from this Rishimo, the Rishimo turns to be the force of bestowal. And with this force of bestowal, man enters spirituality. Meaning he feels in this force of bestowal, the attribute of bestowal, called the new reality, the new world. And that's how we advance. In those same times, from you heard with Rabash, I didn't understand it yet so well. And well, time passes. Any questions? Not so much? Okay. So we'll begin our first part of the lesson.